98.7 FM and 1450 AM. WDLB, Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
Sponsoring our radio broadcast, and thank you and God for the 49th wedding anniversary, which was on the 8th, which would have been Friday. Thank you for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ that we did with UB, AM, and FM and the World Wide Web. Our service this morning is the Vine Service Setting 3, and the Sunday School kids will be singing for us today as well. We begin with our first hymn, hymn 915, Today Your Mercy Calls. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And
you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we plead for reference to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given an only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. day, grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us the knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us, and for his sake he forgives us all our sins. For those who believe in his name, he gives the power to become the children of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. We continue with our intro this morning, a portion of Psalm 107. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Whom he has redeemed from trouble.
He raises up the needy out of affliction.
And makes their families like flocks.
The upright see it and are glad.
And all wickedness shuts its mouth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love.
For his wondrous works to the children of men.
Exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Grant us so firmly to believe in your Son Jesus that our faith may never be found wanting. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated as we sing hymn 821. Hallelujah. Sing to Jesus.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he rose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord of your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterward, make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord of the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until that the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, and neither the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the 9th chapter. For Christ has entered not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own, for then he would have to have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue the inspired reading of Psalm 146. The Lord watches over the sojourners.
He upholds the widow and the fatherless.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Put not your trust in princes. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth.
On that very day, his plans perish.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob.
Whose hope is in the Lord his God.
Who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them.
Who keeps faith forever.
Who executes justice for the oppressed.
Who gives food to the hungry.
The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless.
But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin.
The Lord will reign forever.
Your God will shine to
all generations. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord watches over the sojourners.
He upholds the widow and the fatherless.
I invite you to stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. According to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. In his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogue
and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, they will receive the greater condemnation. They sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our unity of faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated. It's time for the Sunday school to come forward. Thank you. grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the abiding presence of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, redeemed in the blood of the Lamb. I think that most of us, if not all of us, are familiar with this Bible account as told by Jesus in Mark's Gospel. But we might not know all the story, because our Gospel text is the familiar story of the widow's mite. I believe this story would work very well for a pledge service. You remember what many churches used to do? You had a card, you went home, contemplated what you were going to give, and you turned it in and came up forward, helped in the offering plates as a pledge for the next year, your support of Christ's Bride, His church. I've been both encouraged and discouraged to have such a service. But my intention to give you a little bit of insight, maybe perhaps inspire some self-reflection on your own hearts of your love for Jesus and the blessings you have received from Him and for your support of Christ's Bride, His church. We all know that appearances can be deceiving. Yet, more often than not, somehow we forget that fact so very easily. It's if there's someone or something that at work in this world does not make us see what things really are or how things really are. The human race as a whole spends an enormous amount of time, money, and energy just for the sake of keeping up appearances. So much so that entire industries are devoted to making things make you look better than you are. Millions of people earn a living from it. People choose to spend so much time, energy, and the like covering up the natural state of things. So indeed then offers us an interesting and descriptive statement about our human race. Decay that all things, creatures and immaterial things alike suffer from is something that needs to be spruced up, fixed up regularly, especially if there's some big to-do to attend. What is really there simply must not be seen in its natural state. Well, the end of the church year is fast approaching. This, in the old lectionary, the one-year lectionary, was known as the third to the last Sunday of the church year. Two more Sundays, 17th and 24th. And at the end of the last month of the church year, we start talking about the end times. And we really get into the next couple of weeks in Mark chapter 13. And throughout Mark's gospel, Jesus reveals more and more of himself, while at the same time exposing more and more of the corruption and wickedness that so deeply characterizes the human race. He warns his disciples today that things are not as they appear to be. Jesus is in the temple with his disciples, and after having just had a rather heated discussion about the scribes and with the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus utters a word of caution to his disciples. It would be easy to summarize Jesus' words, saying that, "Don't be like them and you'll be okay." But that is not the case. You see, everything that our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us is of supreme importance. And Jesus never wastes his words. The fact that this teaching occurs right before all the challenging matters in Mark 13 ought to give us an alert to their true meaning. Jesus begins to warn his disciples of the scribes and the Pharisees' practices. He's not pointing out a small problem either. It's a very great problem. Scribes are an important group of people within Judaism. And from Jesus' words, we learn what motivated many of them, wearing long, flowing robes, expecting to be greeted in the marketplace as a person of special importance, having special seats of honor in both the synagogue and at other feasts. The common person described as a person who knew the law of God well, so one would thereby go to them to find out how best to keep God's law. And by implication, the scribe would thus be seen as by many as one who is closer to God. But to put it another way, in truth, the scribes have all the appearance of those who know what God commands, and are best placed, so to speak, to tell others what His will is. They did far from that. Jesus makes it abundantly clear that long robes and long prayers, pride, prestige, power, and high social standing were nothing but a cover-up of falsehoods and impiety. That outwardly pious lives of the scribes was little more than a carefully orchestrated lie, one that had all the appearances of holiness and righteousness. Underneath that pious appearance was nothing but deceptions, lies, and deceit. The scribes could not be paid directly for their work, but instead the people gave them money, and thus many of the scribes made their living that way. But widows, a class so very often vulnerable and poor, were specifically mentioned in Jesus' words, being among those who supported the scribes financially. But in truth, the sober reality was that these men were simply devouring those widows of something that did not belong to them, to the widow. They would receive, therefore, a greater condemnation, as Jesus said. But Jesus is telling his disciples and us that, again, things that appear holy and righteous may not be so. A mask for evil and wickedness may be underneath. People do not pretend to be evil in order to mask their righteousness, their goodness. Instead, people go to great lengths to hide their wickedness and their deceitfulness under the mask of false good works. It's the very nature and depth of the problem that Jesus was teaching in his disciples. The corruption of sin is no less present and prevalent among those who are holy and righteous, or who appear holy and righteous, than it is among anybody else. We are all tempted by the same tempter, the liar, the father of lies and deceit, Satan. And it's for that reason, by the falseness of propriety and holiness, the scribes will receive a greater condemnation. And to further illustrate this point, Jesus directs his disciples to watch to the temple, to watch the treasury, people where they put their offerings in. People put in large sums of money so that you could be seen who they were. The disciples were probably in awe that these people were putting in such large amounts of money to support the work of the synagogue. But that is not what it appears to be as well. In contrast to those who put in large sums of money, Jesus mentions this poor widow who came forth, the one who gave the most, those two small copper coins. And most assuredly, the disciples would have been miffed by this. These other people gave great amounts of money. Aren't they the great and blessed contributors? So what should we take away from all this? We think the main point here is no matter how much or little we give, is it the heart and the attitude that counts? Many traditional and popular interpretations view this widow as a model of sacrificial giving, miss the point a bit. Example, the widow's mite is a tragic example of the exploitation of a temple establishment that had become oppressive instead of being generous and protective and giving. The point is not the smallness of her gift in God's sight that is not equal to those much larger gifts for the wealthy. The point lies in the fact that this poor widow gave all she had. She can't afford to give those coins up, and yet she did. Her gift was truly from the heart, showing her love and trust in God, depending on his providence for the supply to supply her wants and her needs. And Almighty God is pleased with the offerings that are made to him and for his work. And it's our duty to devote our property to God. After all, everything we have is his gift to us. Just as we sing in hymn 781, we give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. May we thy bounties thus as stewards to receive, and gladly as thou blessest us, to thee our first fruits give. And we believe thy word, though dim our faith may be. Whatever for thine we do, O Lord, we do it unto thee. We are to be stewards of God's provision for us. But I ask you what we are to do with them, what he has given us. Jesus approves the conduct of all who give money to the treasury of his bride, the church. The greatest evidence of love for the cause of Christ Jesus is not the amount given, but the amount compared with the means. For God does not despise the most humblest of offerings, if made in sincerity, for God truly loves a cheerful giver. We do our Christian duty when we live. Many Christians don't like to hear that word, duty. It means we have to act. Yes, we are inspired to act by our gift of faith. Our giving to Christ Bride, His church, are used to assist Him with those whom He created. As the hymn continues, our hearts are bruised and dead, homes are bare and cold, the lambs for whom the shepherd bled are straying from the fold. To comfort and to bless, to find a balm for woe, to tend alone and fatherless, is angels' work below. The captive to release, to God the lost to bring, to teach the way of life and peace, it is a Christ-like thing. There are few who show their love to Christ like this widow woman. Jesus is always ready to approve of any offering, just as He was of the widows. The time to begin, however, to begin to be benevolent, to be kind, giving, and good, is early life in one's childhood. I think it's safe to say that very few people practice self-denial for the purpose of charity. Most people give of their abundance. It's what they think they can spare without feeling in a pinch of pain. Many people feel like giving to the church, however, is simply just throwing good money after bad. They look at giving money to the church as being nothing but wasteful. They believe they can put it to better use, especially for themselves. That widow's mite is a great example to and for us of the belief and practice of God's first commandment and its meaning. You shall have no other gods. What does this mean? We are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. All things. Possessions, family, provision, love, health, life now and life eternal. Two small copper coins amounting to a penny will simply not do much to affect anything. And yet that widow gave her whole life, trusting in God's providence for her. You and I and all the redeemed in Christ Jesus are to do the same. Giving from the heart. Out of God's heart and love for us, He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be that babe of Bethlehem, to teach, to heal, to suffer, to die, and rise again for all of us. The greatest gift from the heart ever. Through Christ Jesus, we are redeemed, reconciled, restored to that relationship with Him. Further emphasizing the gift of the water and word of holy baptism, marked as one redeemed by Christ, the crucified over our forehead and over our heart. We are His. It's a great and powerful hope that so many do not have. The greatest hope in all the world. And what Jesus came to do in His earthly ministry was to offer up Himself in such a way that all things, the church system, you and I, will all be made new. We are redeemed, reconciled, and restored in and through Christ Jesus, the one true Son and Savior, the one true temple of God, the one eternal High Priest who ever mediates before us, before God the Father on the heavenly throne. He's that one sufficient, the only sufficient sacrificial offering for all sin, for all time. Christ Jesus gave us His whole life for us and the world. May we be ever so bold to follow His example. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. Amen. Right, you please stand and sing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
continue with the prayers of the church on this petition, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray, O God, for faithful teaching, that the Lord would mercifully preserve us from all false doctrine and curb all error. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church, that the Lord would graciously keep us in his divine word, send out faithful laborers into his harvest field. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all the baptized, that the Lord would deliver us from all hypocrisy, give us genuine faith, joyful piety, and cheerful giving. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the afflicted, the troubled, and the sick, especially for Bill Brigham, who's hospitalized, who have been under Pastor Doug Shell rehab facilities, those who are recovering illness, injury, and surgery, Brenda Albright, Eugene Brigham, Mark Butler, Randy Jones, Kendra Sir, and Hannah Markworth, who were in a traffic accident. Those confronting cancer, including Donna Daschle, Diane Denniston, Stephanie Dyson, Shirley Dodd, Cordy L. Sasser, Nicole Gesser, Bella Mink, Gary Peterson, Susie Peterson, Dixie Plowman, Lori Powers, Christy Prawley, James Schiller, Rob Schooley, Patty Stanbrook, Tammy Strzok, and Dan Wilson. For those who suffer chronic pain and affliction, including Reverend Martin Bauer, Alexis Besley, Pamela Caldwell, Linda Calabino, Jennifer Flugel, Bill Frost, Donna Griswold, Al Grorich, Susan Jorgensen, Reverend Martin Keller, Donna Christine Kodolke, Ileana Krug, Bob Schneeberg, and Samuel Schooley. For those who are confined to their homes or care facilities, including Alvin Brandt Jr., Mary Natowski, Linda Jensen, Mark Jensen, Shirley Kohler, Elsie Kum, Grace Leibold, Bob Mackey, Nancy Worthler, Margaret Trickle, and for those who have asked for our prayers. We pray, O Lord, that you would grant them comfort, peace, and strength, keeping them in the one true faith and bringing them to their suffering. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those celebrating birthdays this week, including Phoenix Lucheski, Melody Seepers, Rebecca Kuhn, Brian Schwanabell, Melissa Julda, Jim Federwitz, and Matt Markle. And for Albert and Jessica Buhagers, they celebrate another anniversary in God's marriage covenant. May they and all you redeemed by your grace and spirit, O Lord, grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times we have failed to treat others as your creation. Forgive us for celebrating unloving behavior in our leaders and one another. Instead of taking the low road, move us in this country to take the high road in our daily dealings with each other. Guide us to new levels of respect and civility. Help us each to see that you are sovereign, that the wisest choice we can make each and every day is to serve you by caring for others. Guide us to promote a new movement of collaboration and respect throughout this nation on every level and every department of government. Heavenly Father, as you know best, grant everyone who clings to Jesus as their Lord and Savior the strength to lead by example in these days with the changing love of Jesus Christ in this ever-darkening and troubled world. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoice in his victorious resurrection from the dead, may God strengthen his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb of his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, praise, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as we sing hymn 725, Children of the Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
us pray. Almighty and merciful God, we again worship in your presence to see both the forgiveness for our many sins and the assurance of your love for us in Jesus Christ. We give thanks and praise for this undeserved grace and ask you to keep us steadfast in faith till we inherit eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The promised blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Our time of worship is over. It's now time to go forth with God's grace, hope, mercy, and peace as you love, trust, and serve your Lord, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We will, with the help of God. Hallelujah. We close hymn 921 on what has now been sung. Served 336 people. That included the takeouts, so we did very well. We appreciate that. And again, for the ladies sitting all there over the crafts and the bake sales and the raffle tickets, baskets, thank you. Men's, there's no pancake brunches today, but you go to St. Luke's and Sherry, have a barbecue lunch over there. It's their fall barbecue thing. It's next to the fire department. Sherry's, we're down at Double H. Can't miss it by the town. And also tonight, I didn't get it until this week in the mail. Emmanuel Hewitt has their chili and chicken noodle soup supper tonight from 3:30 to 6:30. So guys, you don't have to bake.
Decades of timeless favorites, 98.7 FM and 1450 AM. WDLB Marshfield.
WDLB 98.7 FM 1450 AM.
Two girls for every boy.
I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody.
Surf City, here we go.
You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie.
Here we come.
Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I want.
believe this, you can count on and take it to the bank. No doubt about it. When the spinner's singing about it, oh, I'd agree with this 100%. Here you go. I'll be around.